The next generation of innovators were in downtown Edmonton today for the Enactus Western Canada Regional Competition. It's where students face off, showcasing community outreach projects and business ventures they hope could change the world. Our Liam Harrop was there earlier today, talking with some local teams.
You may now begin your presentation.
Judges, how many times do you think you engage in public speaking? Once a week? Twice a week? The answer is more than you think. Ordering pizza on the phone, that's public speaking.
Thank you, McPherson.
Well, hello everyone. My name is Bijan Samji, and I'm the co-president of Enactus University of Alberta. We run three projects. So one project is called Speech Dojo, where we teach public speaking to students from grades 4 to 9 in classrooms. And then the secondary part of that project is we have an online program where we can actually, we've programmed like asynchronous courses that we can provide to university students, young adults, and really anyone that's looking to gain more knowledge in public speaking. Our second project is called Bio6, where we take spent grain from brewery, so basically like their waste product. We add in a couple other inputs to create coasters that are 100% biodegradable can literally be thrown in your backyard and biodegrade. And then finally, our third project is called Eco Chic, where we just actually are launching our app tomorrow. And basically what it is it's educational app where on the app you get access to see educational videos about the fast fashion industry and how we can be more sustainable with our fashion choices.
How is it to take part in something like this? Because I know this competition, I was in the room, it's quite vigorous on the timing, quiet, no one's allowed to leave the room once the competition starts.
Yeah, absolutely. It's an insanely like competitive experience. This is my third time coming to this competition, and really what it takes is so much practice, so much preparation. Like these teams that actually present have been practicing for months now. Like we started in November and December, and we created videos, we create scripts, and then up to like I guess these past couple weeks, they've been almost practicing 3 or 4 times a week for multiple hours a day to really get down like the exact pitch and the exact timing of everything. So it's a very rigorous competition, and it's very competitive as well, because we have 17 of the top West schools in Western Canada really come to this competition, and it's the prizes are awesome as well, but we're here for putting our projects really and sharing them with the rest of the world. So that's why we're here.
And you guys are all dressed up so nicely. I'm just here in a ski sweater.
We dress up like business professional, because a lot of us are business students. We feel like that's super important to have a good stage presence as well. We love the saying, dress good, feel good, and present good. So that's the goal.
For the presentation that I watched, like a lot of it was on the importance of public speaking. So I'm wondering for yourself on a personal level, like were you originally good at public speaking? Is that something that you've had to learn?
I'm the youngest sibling, so I was very overshadowed by like my older siblings who spoke a lot. I was very quiet when I was younger, but once I started going into high school and university, I started to understand the importance of public speaking, and I started realizing how important it was, especially in the business world. I actually joined the project that we're talking about, Speech Dojo, as a volunteer. So I was actually helping run the online program, so creating like these online courses that were asynchronous. So it's crazy that I once was one of the people who were scared of public speaking and was getting taught public speaking, and now I have the opportunity to actually help students, younger students who struggle with it, struggled by the same struggles as me, really, and help push that onto them and help mentor them and help them grow, because public speaking is probably the number one most important skill in the world, really. You're always involved in speaking with someone, whether that's at work or with family, friends. You're speaking all the time, really.
We will begin the question and answer period for the judges. Only judges may ask questions. Judges, please raise your hand.
How many levels are. Tell me what you had for your breakfast.
I had a dry bagel.
Oh my god, like not even anything on it?
It was, no. The stress is too high.
Okay.
Hello, my name is Calica Greenwald. Callie is fine. I'm the student club president for Enactus Nates. I'm a fourth year marketing student.
So you just came out of the room where your team presented. How are you feeling?
I am feeling so proud. That project has had a lot of ups and downs over the time that we've had it. So to be able to stand up there now and kind of present where we are and what we've accomplished, it's just really great to see.
So tell me a little bit about Project Case.
So Project CASE is a youth empowerment entrepreneur-based project. So it's kind of split into two categories. The first one is internal. So that's focusing on our fellow NATE students, providing lessons on CASE competitions, so public speaking, how to build a presentation, how to do analysis of businesses, that kind of thing. And then the other side is we offer basically those same lessons, but on a different scale to youth here in Edmonton. But the last one we just did, it was actually a voluntary pitch. So we didn't want to force the kids into doing something they're not comfortable doing, because there's nothing worse than that. But over 50% of the kids involved actually were super eager to get up there and present their pitch. So it's just like a 1 minute, this is my business idea, this is how I do it. We kind of taught them the ins and outs of like an elevator pitch, and just give them that space to be comfortable and experiment a little.
Why is it important to sort of give students more skills when it comes to public speaking and confidence in their ideas?
Without the ability to, or the confidence to public speak, it actually hinders wages by at least 15%. So that premise alone, even if that's the only takeaway it is, we're already helping them feel more confident in their voice, in their body. 10 years down the road, they feel comfortable asking for a raise or seeking a different employment opportunity or something like that.
Students from local teams competing today at the Enactus Western Canada Regional Competition. Winners will be announced later on today.